Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We study a lot of things that have no practical application, such as the laws of ritual impurity, the layout of the temple, and how to offer sacrifices. That may not be surprising in and of itself, but why do our sages go to the trouble of ruling in matters of law that have no applicability today? This is the question addressed by Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn in Hilchos HaMashiach, that's a law for the time of the Mashiach, a shir in his series, Kadshim Chabura.
Amrav Nachman, Amrav Avua, Amrav, Halacha Kareb Eliezer. The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, who said in the name of Yossi, the halacha follows this whole long explanation we just had. That's the correct halacha. So Rava asks, here comes the main question. Amar Rava, Rava asks, wait a second, did I not photocopy the next thing? The next line in Zvachim says, number four, fine.
Part of it.
Hilchasa l'meshichahu. Rava asks, why do I need to know this? Rava asks, why do I need to know who the halacha is like? Hilchasa l'meshicha. This is a halacha that doesn't apply now. This is not relevant to our lives right now. Who cares that the halacha is this way? Piggle inside, piggle outside, making me crazy with a kachim thing. Who cares? This doesn't apply now. Hilchas al-Mashicha. Hilchas al-Mashicha, they're saying. So comes Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, so let's not study all of Zvachim, all of Menachos, all of Chulin, any of it. Why don't we say that? We have them as Gemaras. Why? Darish v'kabel schar. We learn them to receive reward. That's why we're doing it. So what kind of question was this from the beginning? Why do I need to know who we paskin like? It only applies in the time of Mashiach. What do you mean? The whole Gemara and Zvachim and Menachos and Chulin and all this whole shir is only the times of Mashiach. So why do we have it to begin with? The answer is you're supposed to learn Torah and get reward. It's good to learn new Torah. What's the difference what it is? So so Rava clarifies what he was asking. Rava says, let me clarify what I was asking. Rava says, what I was asking was, one way to read Rava was, Hilchas al-Mashicha. I wasn't saying it as a question. I was saying, wow, here's a halacha that's going to be applicable in the times of the Mashiach. That's one thing he was saying. And number two, the more simple way of understanding what Rava was saying is, but why do I need a halacha l'maisa? Why do I need you to tell me halacha follows this way? I understand why I need a Gemara Zvachim. I understand why I need Gemara Menachos. I understand why I need all these things. Okay, I understand why I need all them. I'm supposed to learn all of God's word. It's in the Chumash, I'm supposed to learn it. I don't know about it, I'm supposed to find out about it. But why do you come to me in the Gemara and tell me, oh, halacha follows Rabbi Yossi Aglili? I don't need to know how to paskin. How to paskin is something else entirely. I don't need to know how to paskin. I need to know, teach me about what these psukim mean. Teach me about the different korbanos, so I learn and receive reward. But how to paskin? Paskin assumes I need to know what to do today.
Mashiach may come today. You have to know.
Oh, Mashiach may come today. Mashiach,
you have to hope.
Okay, that's me the Chafetz Chaim. Excellent. Chafetz Chaim. Excellent. That's exactly the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama. Beautiful.
Plus, though you have isn't there a scenario where you can have the feel of putting on kabbonas, but you don't have Leo and Avi here at this point to answer the question?
It's the end of the Gemara Menachos. It says if you learn Kadoshim, it's like being Makkah.
Okay. Already here, we have three different Terutzim, which are going to be the bulk of the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to Seder Kachim. Excellent. Excellent. Say the question one more time. Rava was saying, I was bothered why we need a psak. The psak doesn't make a difference to our lives. I understand why I need to learn this stuff. I don't understand the chumash, so I need to learn this stuff. But to know how we paskin, it's not relevant now. She has said the idea of, no, bottom line is because you have to hope Mashiach come any day and this stuff might be relevant. Number two, Mr. Banks had said, which chance did you say? You said, whoever learns it is though you fulfilled it. Okay. And number three, Avi said that maybe the option of doing a korban now without even the end coming, maybe there's an option for korbanos.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.